The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
In fact, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Good Day Health program. You can reach him right now by dialing 888-553-7536. We go through the medical news of the week. We take your calls, go through emails with questions on them. You name it, we're here to produce information about your health and well-being. And here's a perfect example of how this works. Let's see. A couple of examples. We'll start with Dorothy, Port Charlotte. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, how are you?
Well, hi, Dorothy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm glad we got Florida. We've been here talking all around the country, and finally we came home to Florida. How are you?
I'm just fine, and you?
Good.
I heard that you were in Mount Dora.
Yes.
Florida, really, your office. That's good. Listen, I have a friend that, you know, she has a cat, and some of the symptoms that you were talking about with the cat little, you know, and she seemed to have them. And I was just wondering if, you know, if I could get, you know, a little bit, you know, a little brochure about, you know, to give to her about Helen Cat Little, it would help her maybe.
Sure, I'm so glad you called, Dorothy. What we're talking about is, you know, it's a mouthful. I mentioned, you know, they sent us to school for 10 years to learn this language so no one can understand us.
Mm-hmm.
And toxoplasmosis, you have a pen and paper, write that down.
Okay, hop.
T is in Tom, O-X-O. T-L-A-S-M-O-S-I-S, toxoplasmosis.
Now, spell it one more time for me, please.
T-O-X-O.
X-O, okay.
P-L-A-S.
Mm-hmm.
M-O-S-I-S. Toxoplasmosis.
Okay, got it.
And this results from infections with a parasite. And the parasite is found, you know, I don't mean to be disgusting or crass, but in cat feces.
Okay.
And it is especially harmful to pregnant women.
Yes.
Because that is how it spread to the child.
Right.
And so what I said earlier was that pregnant women should never handle the litter from a cat.
Right.
That's how to prevent this.
Okay.
Wear gloves when you garden or handle soil because it can be found there. Don't eat raw or undercooked meat. Wash kitchen utensils thoroughly. Wash all fruit and vegetables. Cover children's sandboxes. And I'm not going to get into whether you should drink unpasteurized milk, but that is also in the list. But Doug will sound in about that.
Okay.
I'll sound off and say it's not true. All right, so Dorothy, you got what you needed, yes?
Yes, I do. And because, you know, she can go on the Internet here and look this up, and maybe that will help her to be able to, you know, I don't know. Because
if you're pregnant, help your cat stay healthy. You know, keep the cat indoors, feed it dry or canned cat food, not raw meat. And cats, they can become infected after eating infected prey or undercooked meat that contains the parasite. And avoid stray cats or kittens and have someone else clean that cat's litter box when you're pregnant.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dorothy. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus now with Kenny in Burlington, Iowa. Yes, Kenny, what can we do for you?
What a great name.
Good morning. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yes, Kenny.
I've been to the doctor twice, different doctors, and I have like a wrinkly skin thing going around my neck. At first, I had real bad itching in my abdomen. And then it moved up, whatever it is, moved up to my neck. It itches, stings, and burns, but not all the time. It looks like one of them movies where they hung somebody, you know what I mean? around your neck?
Yes, and did the doctor check to see if there's any infection there?
The first doctor did a blood thing. He thought maybe it was Lyme disease with all my other stuff. And then the second one, they did a scrape. And then,
good. That's what I was wondering. They scraped
it. Scrape for fungus.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. They scraped it. That was my first thought. So it sounds like that was the doctor's second thought. And they scraped it. And what did that show? It was negative?
Right.
Okay. That good.
And he come right out and said he had no clue what it was. I mean,
okay.
You know, he was honest. He was honest about it. They give me some cream to put on it.
And right, and then dermatology, it's dry. It's dry, right? Correct.
Yeah.
Remember what I said before? The general practice, you know, the doctor's approach to dermatology. You know, if it's dry, make it wet. So they gave you some cream to try to moisturize it, right?
Yeah, but that's been weeks or months ago or two, whatever, and it's still there.
And that hasn't helped, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you know, it's okay. I think your doctor did well. This is a general practitioner, primary care, internist type of doctor, right? Not a specialist, correct?
The first one was my family MD, and the second one was a dermatologist.
So you did go to the dermatologist. Well,
yeah, twice, to be honest with you.
And which of these two doctors said they had no idea what it was? One or both?
I never went back to the family doctor, but the dermatologist said he had no clue.
And he didn't want to. Okay, when dermatologists say that,
yeah.
Well, the next step in their mind is, let's do a biopsy. Was that recommended?
No.
And they must have given you a plan if it didn't get better, right? Didn't they say, come on back?
I don't remember, but he did have a plan, you know, keep it moist, keep
right.
it clean.
And that's what dermatologists do. If it's dry, they make it wet. If it's wet, they make it dry. But again, that usually clears things up.
Mm-hmm.
The problem here is that the diagnosis is not correct. You know, sometimes in medicine we do shotgun therapy. What I like to say is one from column A and one from column B and just try it. But often that's good medicine, but often it's not. And good treatment, often it's not good treatment. Here, Kenny, it didn't work, and without me looking at this, I'm not going to, you know, even the dermatologist, the specialist looking at this couldn't tell you what it was. So over the radio, I'm not going to be able to make the diagnosis. But what I can tell you the next step is you need to go back to this dermatologist. If he or she has no idea, then you need to go to another dermatologist. But I have a feeling that if this is not going away, they're probably going to want to biopsy it.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. My wife was wondering if it could be anything from the water, which, you know.
Well, bring a sample of your water with you.
To test it. Yeah. All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
888, you're welcome. 888-553-7536. Donna in Mansalona, Michigan. Where's that?
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Where's Mansalona, Michigan?
We're just northeast of Traverse City.
Okay.
Just a little blink town. It's a sweet little town.
It's getting finally warming up, I hope?
No. We're down in the 20s and it's snowing like crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Come to Florida. Warm up.
Oh, I wish.
All right.
Why I'm calling, doctor, is my husband's a little overweight. He's 67 years old. He's not very active, but he was just diagnosed day before yesterday with diabetes.
Okay.
Well, I've talked to his doctor for the last year and a half, almost 2 years. When he gets up, he does anything, he sweats like a pig, but only his head.
Okay.
His head and his pillow at night, he sweats. I mean, you can just take it and shake it off his forehead.
Boy, Donnie,
every time he does anything, and the doctor doesn't know what it could be.
Okay, Donna, boy, he's lucky. You love this guy, and he's lucky guy. I hope he knows this.
Yes.
Donna, he has diabetes. Does he have high blood pressure, cholesterol, a family history of heart disease, obesity, smoking?
No, he doesn't smoke. He hasn't smoked in 20 years.
Is he a little overweight, I would imagine?
Yes, okay. Yes, he is.
I would imagine. And he probably has high blood pressure also. His cholesterol is probably up also.
Probably. I haven't asked. I just talked to his doctor the other day
What he needs at his age, and he's 67, what he needs is a cardiac evaluation. He also needs to get his thyroid checked with a blood test. I hope they've checked that also.
Okay. I did suggest that because I was reading up on the thyroid.
Yeah, exactly.
She didn't test it. He has had heart problems. He is on the verge of a... valve.
Donna,
a couple years ago, they suggested that, but they check him every year, and they say nothing's changed, okay. So they put it off.
Well, Donna, he wasn't having these symptoms. You know, you can blame it on me, but keep him in low gear until he gets checked by the heart doctor. You know, I want to make sure it also, besides his valves and his motor, that his fuel lines, his circulation to his heart are wide open, because sometimes blockages in the circulation present in mysterious ways, and the way you're describing it, it could be a presentation, especially in a diabetic who's 67, who's overweight, has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I want those heart circulation tubes checked out before he gets into high gear.
Okay.
All right.
So I need to get him back to the heart doctor.
To get an evaluation, and just keep him away from any strenuous physical or mental activity, just as a general precaution. You know, it doesn't mean there's a problem, but just as a general precaution until he gets checked out.
All righty.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And you can blame it on me.
888. Why would we do that? 888-553-7536. Good variety of calls. We have lots of conversational time left. It's 18 past the hour now on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
After this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with all of the research. He's available at 888-553. No, he isn't either. Yes, he is. 553-7536. Me and my numbers.
1-888-55, Dr. Ken.
So if you're interested, though, in seeing Ken at Lake Cardiology, which is his official practical residence in Mount Dora, you can always do that by calling 352-735-1400. If you are of a mind that he's done great things, great services for people, and you'd like to have him work for you, work on you, help yourself, to 352-735-1400. Talk to his staff and set up a time when you can come visit. And then go to the Space Coast and spend some time at the Space. Everybody says, well, it's Disney World, but there's so many more things to do down there than just that. So check out Dr. Yan. All right, so there's a new study that's hot off the presses this weekend, Ken, that I think needs some explanation.
Exactly. Do you ever wonder why some people in your family or your friends don't like to go to the gym and you do, or just the opposite, you hate going to the gym and they love it? Well, there's a study out that just was reported yesterday from the FASEB journal, which is a very important scientific journal. And although I hesitate to talk about animal studies, although I read them, but I like to make sure that the evidence is a little further along so it can be directly, usefully, practically applied to all of us. I think this is a very important study that comes out of Texas Children's Hospital. It is an animal study. It looked at mice who in the womb had a mother that exercised a lot versus a mouse in the womb that had a mother who did no exercise. And then they followed the offspring throughout their entire life. And what did they discover? The mouse who had a mother that exercised while pregnant had an offspring that was very active throughout life, whereas the mother who had an who during pregnancy did no activity had an offspring that didn't like to exercise. So there are individual differences. It may be genetically or environmentally affected in utero while pregnant. So mom Once the doctor says it's okay, get out there and get to the gym and get an exercise program that works for you personally. Talk to your obstetrician. But most women can exercise. And, you know, I see them at the gym and I'm amazed. 20 years ago, we wouldn't have dreamed to tell a pregnant woman to do what they're doing today. But they're there. They're doing well. And it seems like the child will be gifted for the rest of their life with a joy for the gym.
It's very important. Working out, saying that you're going to and not doing it doesn't do anything for you. Go do it. Men and women, especially if you get older, as you're getting older, you need more muscle. You need to hold your bones together. Your whole future is dependent on how strong you are, how you keep your body together. And you can. More and more women are doing this.
With a little bit of muscle on your body, you know, you don't have to be on the cover of Bodybuilder magazine, but with just a little extra muscle on your body, you'll be amazed how easier it is to keep your weight down and stay fit and get energized. Doug, do we have a moment? I want to talk about something a little serious.
Go ahead.
And this deals with a physician burnout. And I am not at all, you know, you can tell I'm not, but I'm concerned about my colleagues and I'm concerned about who you see, because this is becoming more and more of a big issue. If you read any medical journal today, you'll see an article. Every week it seems like there's another article in the medical journals about physician burnout. It's reported that it's over 50% of physicians feel exhausted, emotionally drained from the work. And, you know, this is an issue that our profession is trying to deal with. And we're trying to provide environments that boost doctors' sense of personal accomplishment and increase their professional rewards and make them feel less emotionally exhausted. But this is an area that's not going to go away quickly. You know, I'd love to hear from the callers why they think physicians are over half are burned out. But the thing is, as a consumer of health care, make sure, you know, don't be overcritical. Don't have your antenna up too sensitive. But just be aware that half are burnt out. And you want to make sure that this is not a big issue for your doctor, because it could be an issue in your care.
All right, so Dr. Ken's got the advice. Take care of yourself. Make sure that you're up. You can read magazines and get a lot of help from lots of different sources. Ken's got great ideas, plenty of stuff online to go to. There's no excuse for you not taking care of yourself, unless you just don't want to, and that's a horse of a different color. 29 past the hour on Good Day Health.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. Here to discuss with you whatever may be your malady, whatever disorders you may have, whatever questions you may have. Had a lot of discussion today. We have themes that often develop at the beginning or close to the beginning of the program. Dermatology, skin problems, that sort of thing have been a big factor today. Welcome yourself, and we welcome you to 888-553-7536. There's a report. Ken goes through the medical stories of the week to call out what seems to have the most import. New England Journal of Medicine on an anti-addiction drug.
This is a very important topic. Washington is getting involved in this. Locally, it's getting involved. It's getting into the arena for November. And there was an article this week, it's New England Journal of Medicine, very important about how an anti-addiction drug might help curb the painkiller, heroin dependence. Opioids, Doug, they include prescription painkillers such as OxyContin, Vicodin, and Percocet, as well as the street drug heroin, which is a big problem everywhere, has killed more than 28,000 people. The last year for we have data is in 2014. So 28,000 unexpected deaths from these drugs in 1 year. The newer anti-addiction drug called called now Trexone, Doug, may become an important weapon in the country's escalating addiction to opioid painkillers and heroin. Monthly injections of extended-release naltrexone, which blocks the euphoric effects of opioids, resulted in significantly lower relapse rate among treated addicts. This was compared to a similar group that did not receive naltrexone. Additionally, during the six-month study, there were no overdoses in the naltrexone group, which is very encouraging. So if you have or know or are working with somebody who is dealing with prescription painkiller addiction or even worse with heroin addiction, make sure that they're aware of this important benefit from naltrexone of trying to deal with this. And this may be hope for many families who are dealing with this and think that there's no hope.
All right. So have you ever come across anybody that that describes?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Anybody else there?
as a patient, definitely. You know, doctors call this drug-seeking behavior. You know, people, I see it in people who have legitimate needs for these strong drugs, and then they just, you know, this is not really cardiologists get involved. We get involved because, you know, they're on them, but I have seen patients who have gotten on these drugs and then there just is no pathway to get off them, and then they start having the problems with them. I've seen patients on these drugs who couldn't live without them because the pain is so bad, and then heroin, you know, doctors see that as a problem more and more, unfortunately, in this country, and the heroin's not your grandfather's heroin. The heroin today is much more potent and much more addictive. One shot, you'll have the, you know, one shot, you know, gives what a patient described to me just last week is the most incredible euphoria, and then after that, you know, it was horrible, and then it's horrible getting off it.
Man, what a story. 888-553-7536. The number of people who are overweight versus the number of people who are underweight. This is all about choice. This is about food. This is about exercise. This is about general health. You want to become a client or a customer of Dr. Ken's at his cardiology facility in Florida. Keep going. The number of obese people is just...
it's amazing. You spend a day with me, you'll see it. Come on down to Disney World. Walk around Disney World and see this in real life and in real action, in real motion, and it's just amazing. And this is not just an American problem. This is a worldwide problem. This came out of the Lancet Medical Journal, which is a very, very well-respected medical journal, and that obesity has been a growing problem, yes, in America for decades, and increasingly its effect is being felt globally. So this is not just an American problem. This new study, which was published by Lancet Medical Journal, finds that for the first time in human history, Doug, there are more obese people than underweight people in the world. Let me say that again. There are more obese people than underweight people in the world for the first time ever. This was from pooled data of studies, surveys, and reports. It looked at over 19 million men and women from 186 countries and shows stunning changes in less than 40 years with an increasing average, and that's this new term, body mass index. It's not so new, but it's the way we combine height and weight into a single number. This was from multiple countries. It looked at the comparison from 1975 to 2014. The study estimates that 10.8% of men and 14.9% of women worldwide are obese. This is defined as a body mass index over 30. You know, this is not overweight. our BMI should be under 25, and at 25 to 30 is overweight. Over 30 is obesity, while just 8.8% of men and 9.7% of women were underweight. Underweight defined by BMI is 18.5. Just go on the internet, look for a BMI chart, and put in your height and weight, and you'll get a single number. And yes, I am under 25. I wasn't about a year ago, but proudly, with diet and exercise, I am.
I'm not. I think, well, last time we checked, I was around 24, I think, wasn't I? 24, 25.
You were just slightly over 25.
Well, the numbers are, the way they got it is another government fiasco, but still.
For very muscular people, the BMI, if you're very muscular, the BMI doesn't apply, and that's where it falls apart. The BMI is getting a little bit controversial. So, you know, everyone was excited initially when it came in. It's part of Obamacare. We have to calculate a BMI on every single patient that we see, and it's under a little bit of polite discussion of the controversy about, you know, whether it is the best way to look at it, but it's part of Obamacare, and we have to calculate it on
government,
everyone.
Government, let's have more government. Let's have the government into the every nook and cranny of our lives. Government, 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 government. Oy, man. Okay, I made my point, I think. 40 minutes after the hour. Dr. Ken wants to spend a moment talking to you about your health and well-being with regard to how you look and how you feel about yourself. When you look at yourself in the mirror, are you happy with what you see? A lot of people don't like the bags and the puffiness and the lines around their eyes. And we all know that the mind-spirit-body connection is what keeps us all going. They're all integrally a part of your life. So if you don't like the way you look, then you're not going to feel great. So let's see if Ken can give you a sort of prescription for a natural way that he's found to take care of the issues in your face, especially targeting eye puffiness and bags.
Surely. And do discuss with your doctor the BMI. I mean, we're going to the trouble of calculating. Ask the doctor what it is and ask, you know, how it fits into your life. But let's talk a little bit about improving how you look, because that, you know, when you look good, you feel good about yourself, and that does help your immune system work better, so you're going to be more healthy. And I wish this bag under my eyes would just go away. Does that sound like you every morning? You're not the only one. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women. Unless you get Genucel, the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, good studies have shown this to be safe and effective. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are no more bags and puffiness. Here's Susan from New Jersey. She writes to us, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared, and they have not come back. She says, I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. They guarantee it, and that's why I like this product. Call now and you can save big on Genucel's risk-free introductory offer, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
I think the thing that we like best about it is that it's guaranteed and you do get results. I use it all the time on my eyes. It is a terrific way for you to, no matter what your age, for you to take care of something that does happen when you don't get enough rest for whatever the reason. It's a collection of water under your eyes that causes that puffiness in the bags. So get rid of it by calling 800-822-6145. Ken makes a great case for using Genucel. 800-822-6145. So take his advice. Get the best results or your money back. 800-822-6145. The product is called Genucel from Apple Stem Cell Therapy. 800-822-6145. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. and the patented fill stays put, you'll like it and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken, the kinder, gentler approach to helping yourself with medicine, et cetera, et cetera. 46 past the hour. Let's have Dennis tell us his story from Anderson, South Carolina. Yes, Dennis, please go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Yes, sir. I've been experiencing my right arm going to sleep during the night while I'm asleep, and it's waking up a real hard numbness, and I sleep in a recliner most of the time and on my back, and I don't know if I'm putting pressure on. I've spoken to my doctor back in January about it, and he said it could be carpal tunnel in my arm or in my hand, but it goes to sleep just about every night, and even if I get up and, you know, walk around for about 2 minutes, the numbness goes away and I go lay down in a bed.
Dennis, does this numbness occur above the elbow, below the elbow, or in both places?
Mostly below
the elbow, and it only starts after you go to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, I've only experienced it maybe once or twice while I'm awake, you know, but I think it was from the night before of being so numb or so asleep that, you know, it lingered through the morning.
Dennis, let me slip in here. So you said you're sleeping in a recliner, so that means nobody is sleeping on your arm, are they? Because this is commonly occurs after people get married, and suddenly, you know, that intimacy early on, and somebody's sleeping with their head on your arm, and you're waking up with a numb arm, and that's a common. That's not what's happening here, correct?
Yes, sir. No, I'm sleeping in a recliner by myself. So
okay. And then the other thing is, have you had any neck trauma, any injuries, car accidents where you've hurt your neck?
No, sir, nothing like that at all.
Okay, and is your recliner wide enough left and right for you?
It's the largest that this manufacturer makes.
But you didn't answer my question.
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, so you're not all crunched in there.
Oh, no, sir. No,
okay.
Sir.
Are you able to sleep anywhere in a bed at all?
Yes, sir. I have beds.
What happens when you sleep in a bed? Does this happen?
I get the same thing. I experienced a bad last year. In the last couple of years, I got to where I couldn't sleep in a bed because it would hurt. Make my body hurt, and basically I found out this past year that I have arthritis real bad.
Okay.
And I've started taking inflammation medicine for arthritis. And
so you were pretty athletic or physical. This is wear and tear arthritis. It's not the autoimmune inflammation type?
Yeah, it's just he told me I'm getting old. I'm 57 years old.
Just where you were athletic, I bet, right?
Well, I'm not the most athletic person, but I am, you know.
You were.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I get that impression. So it sounds to me like, yeah, this is some nerve issue, and you know, you just need to get this better diagnosed, and maybe with some physical therapy, you can get this thing taken care of, because something about the position that you're in is triggering this, and this just sounds like when you're in a certain position, that nerve is getting pinched.
I think it's what I looked up and what I spoke to the doctor about. But even when I get up and go to bed, I would think that it might go away, but it just comes back.
It's only in that. It's not a diffuse problem. It's not in other areas of the body. Just localized that one place, right?
Just that one area.
And your blood sugar's okay?
Yes, sir. I had a complete overhaul this January, and okay. The doctor said I was just like a 30-year-old. So
I would get a neurologist to check out that nerve in that area and figure out what it is, and then I bet some physical therapy would help this.
All right, that sounds good. I was wondering which direction I should go. I don't really want to make my physician upset, you know, so maybe I could talk to him about a little more in depth. So.
Exactly. I would do that first and, you know, say you think I need to see a neurologist.
51 past the hour. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 past the hour, you're listening to the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 888-553-7536. The continuing saga of those who play football, soccer, hockey, wrestling, boxing, any number of things that involve your head, and I don't mean your head thinking about how to play, but using your head or having it used is linking yourself to certain problems, absolute definitive problems, as you get older. There's another study on the difficulties that people have who play amateur football. I would say football in high school and college, Ken. Is that basically what this is about?
The general listening audience should know that I have no reason to kiss up to Doug. I mean, we're great friends. And I have no reason to do this. And I want everyone to realize this. But Doug deserves incredible credit because he, with incredible bravery, got ahead of this whole area a few years ago. You know, I'm in Florida where football is so popular, and Doug worked at his old alma mater where football is so popular. But against all of that, he trumpeted his concern about the safety of football long before all of these studies came out, and now one after another in good medical journals is confirming what he was saying when people were looking at him like a crazy guy, and he deserves an awful lot of credit for getting ahead of this story. But this week again, Journal of Neurotrauma, what we learned, very important study, the more hits to the head an amateur football player takes, the greater the risk that he will be depressed, have difficulty making decisions, or develop other forms of cognitive impairment as an adult. So it's not only the pros that we have good information, scientific studies showing the effects, but here, as kids, youngsters in middle school, high school, and college, older kids in college playing amateur football, it's going to have lifelong effects. This is an amazing study.
There's nothing about football. People love to throw things at the radio or call the number, and they say, you're no good, or they say worse things than that. And I tell people that I think if you let your child play football, you're an irresponsible parent. Same thing could be said for soccer, for hockey, the younger you are. When you're a professional, you've signed on and agree by taking a check for playing professionally, whether it's hockey, football, or whatever, that you are exposing yourself to real serious danger. So I don't feel as strongly about the NFL players. If you want to get out, the big conversation last week about the fellow who wanted to get out or did get out, retired. When you're getting paid a lot of money and you decide that you'll forego whatever health losses or problems there may be later on for the dollar, it's okay. You know what you're signing up for. So I'm not so critical, actually, of the NFL as I used to be. What I'm critical of is once people know this, as we've talked for the last 5+ years, as Ken said, excuse me, and parents hear this, and they still let their children play this game, you're not a good parent.
But how do you get to the NFL if you don't play amateur first?
Don't go. That's not my problem. that's their problem. And they're not concerned about the individuals. They're concerned. It's like the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. The NFL is concerned about the NFL. They're not concerned about their players. They're not concerned about anything but what keeps them influential. And you see that every day. All these big organizations have gotten way out of control that are not really, the AMA is not interested in your health. They're interested in keeping their organization going and the jobs that the people have at the top being maintained.
Boy, can we talk more about that next week?
Yeah, you can talk about it anytime you want. Yeah, I find it really appalling to look at the major, these big organizations, and they're all in it for themselves. They are not in it to help you out. They want to keep the people.
Some good people around.
I'm not disputing that there are good people in there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the organization itself has a head of its own. And
that may be true of all organizations.
I think it is. Uh-huh. And so under the circumstances, you join an organization thinking, I belong to the National Farmers Union. I belong to it because I think they speak for me in my agricultural pursuits.
But are they interested in the food I eat or just pushing the farmer?
They're interested in both of those things, but they're most interested in keeping the jobs that they've got for themselves.
Right.
And so they work hard at keeping themselves justified. There's something good to be said for that.
Institutional thing, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Good point.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, join us every week at this time. Email the Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. 59 past the hour, and good day health.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.